This is the ancient tree inventory, which I've been working on as part of the Revitalize initiative, and they're trying to identify all the old, ancient, and veteran and notable trees in the Revitalize area. But clearly, there's a lot of other trees in the local, in the vicinity of Great Ayton, Stokesley, Hutton Rugby, and so on, that need to be put on as well. Anybody can participate. If you find an old tree, you can log it onto the system. There's lots of guides that you can go through. They tell you about what ancient trees look like. They tell you about what kind of fungus you're going to get on it, invertebrates, the birds and mammals that you might find. And the biodiversity on ancient trees is really, really valuable because it's been established over sort of 200, 300, 500, 3,000 years in the oldest tree case. So there's an awful lot of stuff in there that is pretty unique, really. So anyway, it's managed by the Woodland Trust. There's an awful lot of different organisations that are contributing to it. Currently, there is around 160,000 trees also registered, and that's gone up by 20,000 since last year. So there's a lot of trees still to be found. You can find it at the website there, which is https://ati.woodlandtrust.org.uk. The objectives are to find the ancient, veteran, and notable trees and try and provide a degree of protection, which currently is minimal. Because I think if you think about it, we protect old buildings, we protect relatively recent buildings, but trees which might have been there for 500 or 1,000 or more years have really limited protection around it, despite there being their contribution to the culture and to the biodiversity of this country. It's also there to help protect the biodiversity, as I mentioned before, and it's of fundamental importance. But equally now, it's enabling scientists to get a better picture of the impact of climate change upon trees, because obviously as the climate warms up, trees are going to be more susceptible to pests, to diseases. As we've mentioned, ash dieback, there's also the oak sudden death, there's various other things as well. It'd be more susceptible to pests, I already mentioned that, but also they're now having to compete with lots of rain all at once. There's no snow or little snow. The winters are much warmer, and there is they then get drought situations in the summer. So there's a lot more stresses on trees. So hopefully finding out these trees will give much more information about what's happening to them and the challenges that they are facing. Okay, do you want to move on? And I'll just show you a couple of the trees that have been identified in the area. Derek mentioned this one. It's a cherry plum in a conservation area. It's a tree of national special interest. So it really should have pretty high degree of protection, but other than it being on conservation land, there's none, so it could really just be taken down if somebody asked to do it, which is quite depressing. It's a beautiful tree, worth looking having a look. And also Derek mentioned the trees on the green, which were only planted 140 years ago. This is a sycamore, the biggest sycamore that there is, and I personally put this one on, and you can see it's actually now starting to eat the bench that there is there. And I thought, well, that looks quite interesting. And it is, it's gone down as a notable tree just because it's what it's managing to do with the bench around it. Mm. The biggest tree there, so I don't know if it's older than all the rest of them or it's just in a better spot. I'm not sure. Okay, let's move on to the next one. This one, you should, if you haven't seen this one, you should go and see it. It's huge. It's an ancient oak. I don't know how old it is. It's got to be 800-900 years old, I would think. It's in it's got three chunks to it now, so it's completely hollow. You can walk through it. It's got to be at least, I don't know, 10, 15 meters in girth now. And it's just at the end of the Ingleby incline. You walk past the incline and it's there on the left-hand side. And it's embarrassing to say, you can walk past these things and not even see them until you go and look for them. So it's very easy to look for. Okay, just pass on to another one that we've got in the area. This is one, I don't know if you know, Rosebery Topping. Identify this one as being a tree of interest, but it's a notable tree. It's not that old, I don't think, but you can start to see they think it's starting to layer, which is when the branches drop down onto the ground and then start sending up roots from there again. So it becomes a bigger tree. So that's fairly interesting of itself. And the shape of it has been, you can see it's battered by wind from all different, all angles. So that's, I think from a, well, I just think it's a great tree, to be quite honest. There we go. Okay, the next one is another one somebody else identified, just to show that, you know, trees come in all shapes and sizes. And just because it's a small little scrawny tree doesn't mean it's not ancient. So this is another ancient. It's a downy birch, so therefore won't be ever as ancient as an ancient oak tree, just because they don't live that long because they're early adopters of land. But you can see it's struggling there at halfway up the incline, but that's an ancient downy birch. So it's there's quite a lot of round. I've found about, I think I'm up to about 60 trees now, most of them in birch wood between, which is between Chopgate and Helmsley on the left-hand side as you go towards Helmsley. Mm. And that's an ancient woodland that belongs to the Yorkshire Wildlife Trust. But anyway, it's quite exciting to go and do. And there's all sorts of learning that you can take. So you've got, you know, ancient coppices, have been coppiced for years, and you can see them now because they're not being coppiced anymore. The trees are now becoming old and starting to look old, whereas if they were carried on coppicing, they would be looking younger. So that's having another impact upon hazels, alders, and so on. But I don't know if anybody's got any question, but that's it. Me.